Welcome back to the deep dive. Grab your coffee, or honestly, given what we are about to cover today, maybe something a little stronger.
Yeah, you might need it for this one.
Right, because we are stepping right into the war room today, and I do not use that phrase lightly at all.
No, it really fits. The document we are breaking down for you today is the Tekken Report.
And the setting here is just vital to understand before we even get into the data.
Exactly. The report places us right now in February 2026, and the atmosphere it describes is an industrial earthquake.
An earthquake.
Yeah. You have this Tekken Garage war room tracking classified signals all night. The vibe isn't your typical corporate strategy meeting. It is pure, unfiltered adrenaline and panic.
The urgency is just palpable in the writing. It is definitely not business as usual. I mean, the report sets the stage with some massive context. Microsoft has had these huge management shakeups, which we knew about.
Right.
But the real kicker, the thing that seems to have set the whole world on fire, is the historic delay of GTA 6.
That is the catalyst for everything we are about to discuss today. It really cannot be overstated. When a title of that magnitude, and we are talking about a massive cultural event, not just a game.
Yeah, a generational event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When that moves its release window, it doesn't just disappoint fans on social media, it creates a complete vacuum.
Right.
It forces every major corporation to rewrite their 5-year strategies literally overnight. It changes quarterly earnings forecasts, hardware attach rates, marketing budgets, just everything.
It's like a black hole moving through the solar system. It just throws every single other planet completely out of orbit.
That is a great way to put it. So, the mission for this deep dive is to take this report, which tracks these classified signals and news bombs, and basically autopsy them.
Autopsy the signals. I love that.
We need to understand the massive industrial shift that the report claims is happening right now in early 2026.
Okay, so we are going to look at everything from Sony literally freaking out to the silent confidence of Nintendo to some truly terrifying hardware specs on the PC side.
It is a lot to cover.
I'm ready. I've got my coffee. I am ready to monitor the systems. Let's unpack this. Where do we even start with this emergency counterattack?
We have to start with PlayStation. The report identifies this as the first major signal. Sony is in what can only be described as full-blown panic mode.
Panic mode. Sony, I mean, they usually seem so composed. They're the ones with the sleek presentations and the tailored suits.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
But think about the timeline here and the hardware. The delay of GTA 6 directly targets the sales narrative for the PS5 Pro.
Right.
That console, that whole mid-generation refresh, was almost certainly built in time to be the best place to play GTA. That was the pitch.
Buy the premium hardware for the premium experience.
Exactly. And now, without the game, the hardware is just expensive potential. It is a Ferrari without an engine.
Yeah, the hardware completely loses its killer app.
On top of that, the report mentions leaks regarding Valve's new hardware piling on the pressure. So you have pressure from the console market, pressure from the handheld market. In this cybernetic war, as a report calls it, silence is weakness.
So they really can't just sit there and wait for Rockstar to finish the game. They have to make some noise of their own right now.
Precisely. The report cites insider sources claiming that top PlayStation execs have ordered a classified emergency state of play event.
An emergency broadcast?
Yeah, scheduled for mid-March. And the phrasing here is super interesting. They aren't planning a celebration. The report says they are deploying heavy artillery.
Heavy artillery. That implies they're bringing out the big guns to stop the bleeding. What are we actually expecting to see?
The rumors are very specific, and they're highly targeted to restore investor confidence. They suggest we are finally going to get the first uncut gameplay of Ghost of Tsushima 2.
Okay, that alone is huge. It's a massive visual showcase.
It is, but perhaps even more significant is the mention of Naughty Dog.
Oh, wow. They have been quiet for a very long time. I feel like we haven't heard a peep from them in years.
Total radio silence.
Yeah.
But the signals suggest they're slated to unveil a completely new IP. And here is the technical kicker that I found really interesting.
Hit me with it.
The report says it is developed on a rewritten engine specifically tailored for the PS5 Pro.
Okay, let's pause on that for a second. A rewritten engine. Why does that matter? Why not just use what they had for The Last of Us?
Because they desperately need to justify the Pro in PS5 Pro. A rewritten engine implies they are taking advantage of specific architectural changes in the new console.
Like better ray tracing or faster asset streaming.
Exactly. They need to show something that makes people say, "Okay, I see why I need to spend the extra money, even without GTA here, to push me over the edge."
So what does this all mean for Sony big picture? It feels like they are just trying to remind everyone who owns the living room.
That is the main takeaway. They are desperate to prove that, even without Rockstar's game arriving on time, the PlayStation ecosystem is still the undisputed king of narrative-driven cinematic gaming.
They need to control the narrative before it spirals entirely away from them.
They're playing defense, but they're playing it incredibly aggressively.
It is a bold move. But while Sony's making all this noise and planning emergency broadcasts, the report describes Nintendo as the silent assassin.
Which is such a great contrast.
It is so Nintendo. What are they actually up to in 2026?
While everyone else is reacting to the chaos, Nintendo is executing a very deliberate, quiet strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't panicking about GTA. The big news here is that mass production for the Switch 2 has officially begun in Asia.
Finally. I mean, we have been hearing rumors about this device since, well, forever. It felt like an absolute myth at this point.
Oh, it's real. And the timing is key. The report says they are stockpiling millions of units for holiday 2026.
Millions.
Yes. The report emphasizes they want to completely avoid the scalping and inventory shortages that plagued the PS5 launch.
Why?
They watched that disaster unfold and they are choosing to just opt out of it. They want shelves completely full on day one.
That is incredibly smart. There is really nothing worse than launching a console that no one can actually buy. But let's talk tech for a minute. Nintendo usually lags behind in raw power. They aren't usually chasing 4K or 8K resolutions.
Right.
But the report mentions a trump card. What is that?
This is where it gets fascinating. They aren't trying to outmuscle the PS5 Pro with raw electricity. They are using intelligence.
Yeah.
The autopsy of the architecture reveals a custom chipset developed in deep collaboration with NVIDIA.
NVIDIA.
And it features dedicated machine learning hardware.
Lay that out for me. Are we talking about AI upscaling? Like DLSS on a high-end gaming PC?
That is exactly what we're talking about. For listeners who aren't deep into PC specs, DLSS stands for Deep Learning Supersampling. It essentially lets the computer render the game at a much lower resolution.
Which is easier on the system.
Exactly. It's much easier on the battery and the chip. And then it uses AI to guess what the extra pixels should look like to artificially make it 4K.
So it is a magic trick. It looks like 4K on your screen, but the machine is only doing the heavy lifting of maybe 1080p.
The report literally calls it a magic trick. It allows the console to have extremely low battery consumption when you are playing in handheld mode because it's rendering at a lower native resolution.
Yeah.
But the moment you dock it to your television, that AI hardware kicks into overdrive and upscales heavy Unreal Engine 5 games to 4K.
That is the absolute dream. You get the battery life of a portable, but the visual fidelity of a home console without melting the device in your hand.
Right. And combined with a software lineup that likely includes a massive new 3D Mario game, the report positions Nintendo to absolutely conquer the 2026 hardware market.
While Sony and Microsoft are wrestling with macro strategies and release delays.
Yeah, Nintendo is just offering a highly polished product that simply works.
It is classic Nintendo, just good games and clever tech. But speaking of tech, let's pivot to the complete opposite end of the spectrum. We just talked about Nintendo being efficient. Now we need to talk about the Silicon Monster on the PC side.
The thermodynamics of PC gaming.
Yes.
This section of the report is, frankly, alarming. I had to read through the specs twice just to make sure I wasn't misinterpreting the numbers.
The report mentions leaks for NVIDIA's next-gen cards, the RTX 5000 and 6000 series, codenamed Blackwell, and I saw the term blast furnace used in the text.
That is not an exaggeration. Hardware data miners breach the documents, and while the processing power pushes the absolute boundaries of physics, making path tracing an effortless standard, which is visually stunning, the cost is pure energy.
Okay, hit me with the numbers. How bad is the power draw?
The flagship card, likely the RTX 5090 or maybe a Titan AI, has a base power consumption crossing the 600-watt threshold.
600 watts.
Just for the card.
Just for the GPU. That is more than my entire refrigerator uses.
Yes, and that triggers a massive cascade effect.
Mm.
If you are a PC gamer wanting to upgrade, you aren't just buying a new graphics card. You are likely ripping out your entire power supply unit.
Oh, man.
The report states gamers will be forced to upgrade to industrial 1,200 to 1,500-watt behemoths just to run the system safely.
1,500 watts. That is like running a space heater and a microwave at the exact same time inside your computer case.
It raises a very serious question about the limits of silicon. The expert analysis in the report suggests that Moore's Law is gasping for air.
We just can't keep cramming more transistors into the same small space without creating extreme heat.
Exactly. We are reaching a point where high-end, PC gaming requires advanced liquid cooling and, as the report notes, industrial-grade room ventilation.
So it's becoming a hobby for people with dedicated climate control in their houses. That is wild. Yeah. You are basically building a server farm in your bedroom.
And paying the electric bill for one, too. It is a brute force approach compared to Nintendo's intelligent AI approach.
So we have consoles fighting for the narrative, PCs fighting the literal laws of thermodynamics. But there is another signal here that feels like it was ripped straight out of a sci-fi novel.
The OpenAI leak.
Yeah, the report talks about a leak from OpenAI regarding Project Sora. Now, we have heard of Sora before for generating video clips, but this is different.
This is the signal that potentially disrupts everything we know about game development. We are moving from rendering pixels to generating entire worlds.
The report says it is no longer just pre-rendered video, it is interactive.
Correct. The new model can generate interactive 3D environments in real time from simple text prompts.
How does that even work in practice?
So you type in a prompt like a rainy cyberpunk forest with a playable character. And the AI doesn't just draw a static picture or make a video loop. It writes the physics, it calculates the dynamic lighting, and it generates the collision codes instantly.
So you can literally walk around in the thing you just typed.
Yes, you are playing the prompt. Now the report notes this is still early 2026 tech, so we are talking low frame rates and low resolution for now.
Right, it's a proof of concept.
But the trajectory is incredibly clear. It maps a future where we describe games rather than code them.
That sounds incredible for a player. I mean, infinite games. But also terrifying for developers. If the AI builds the entire level, what does the human level designer do?
It is a massive double-edged sword. It is an existential threat to massive studios that rely on armies of asset creators and traditional coders. But the report also identifies a brand new job market emerging from this tech.
What's the new job?
Neural layer analysis suggests the rise of spatial prompt engineering.
Spatial prompt engineering? That sounds like something you would need a master's degree from Starfleet Academy for.
It basically is. It is the art of feeding the AI precise mathematical descriptions. The report suggests that the game creators of the next decade won't necessarily be coders typing in C++ a C, but people who can speak the language of the neural network fluently.
So they are the architects, but the actual construction crew is the algorithm.
Exactly.
It is mind-bending. But let's come back down to Earth for a second, because while AI is supposedly building these infinite worlds, some real-world bubbles are currently bursting, specifically the live service bubble.
This is a harsh reality check for the industry. The report highlights a press release from Ubisoft. They just canceled 4 unannounced online multiplayer projects.
4 of them.
Just wiped them completely off the board.
That represents hundreds of millions of dollars in potential development and marketing.
Right.
Why the sudden, massive retreat?
The reason is brutal, but simple. Market saturation and plummeting stock value. The report calls it a tactical retreat.
A tactical retreat from what?
From fighting monsters. Ubisoft realized they simply cannot win a fight against titans like Fortnite or Call of Duty Warzone. Those games just suck up all the oxygen in the room.
Because they retain players for years.
Exactly. If you launch a generic live service shooter in 2026, you are essentially sending it out to die on arrival.
So what is their pivot? Are they just shrinking the company?
No, they are refocusing. They are redirecting that massive workforce away from multiplayer and back to single-player narrative experiences.
Music to my ears, honestly.
It seems they finally debugged their strategy, as the report puts it. They are now actively developing a complete Splinter Cell remake and a new, much darker Assassin's Creed.
The realization being what?
The realization is that gamers are completely exhausted by endless microtransactions and battle passes. They crave complete, unforgettable stories that actually have an ending.
It is so funny how the industry just goes in circles. We spent 10 years chasing the forever game, you know, the game you play every single day for 5 years. And now the biggest innovation is just making a good game with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
It proves that quality and finality actually have lasting value. Not everything needs to be a service you subscribe to. Sometimes you just want to finish a book and put it on the shelf.
Absolutely. But speaking of shelves and books, or in this case, discs, we have to talk about the final and maybe the saddest signal in this entire report. The headline is "The Extinction of Plastic."
Yeah, this is the one that really hurts for the collectors out there. The report cites a highly coordinated announcement from Best Buy and GameStop.
What's the announcement?
Starting Q3 2026, shelf space for physical PlayStation and Xbox discs drops to absolute zero.
Zero, meaning no more browsing the aisles, no more digging through used game bins on a Friday night.
Completely gone. The only exception the report notes is Nintendo cartridges, which seem to live in their own separate economy. They hold value, people love to collect them.
Right, Nintendo is always the exception.
But for PlayStation and Xbox, the report calls this an absolute digital enclosure.
That phrase chills me a bit. Absolute digital enclosure, it sounds like a prison.
It should sound like one. It fundamentally redefines the concept of ownership. We are officially shifting from buying a game to merely renting a temporary access license.
Because when you bought a disc, you owned that specific physical data.
Right. But now, the report makes a crucial point here. If a platform decides to wipe a game from its servers, maybe due to an expired music licensing issue, or geopolitical sanctions, or even just a corporate tax write-off,
that piece of art is just deleted from your library forever.
Exactly. You can't just pull the disc off your shelf and play it offline. It is just gone, vaporized into the cloud.
This turns game preservation into the biggest legal and cultural challenge of the upcoming decade, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. How do we save gaming history when that history is stored on a corporate server that we do not control? If you cannot hold it in your hands, you don't really own it.
That is a really heavy thought to sit with. Okay, let's pull back and look at the big picture here. We have gone through the six massive bombs in the Tekken report. It has been a wildly chaotic 24 hours in this February 2026 war room.
It really has been. If we look at the end of shift report, the key takeaway is the velocity of change. It is exponential now. It is not linear.
Everything is happening all at once.
Exactly. In a single day of tracking, we saw traditional hardware hitting a thermodynamic wall with those 600-watt GPUs. We saw the birth of real-time AI world generation. We saw the definitive death of physical media. And we saw a massive, desperate strategic pivot from giants like Ubisoft and Sony.
It feels like the industry is being violently pulled in two completely opposite directions.
How do you mean?
Well, on one hand, you have this insane, power-hungry push for more fidelity. You know, the 600-watt cards and the AI generating entire worlds on the fly.
Right.
But on the other hand, you have this clear retreat to the basics. Gamers wanting single-player stories to come back. And Nintendo succeeding with highly efficient lower-power hardware.
That is the defining tension of this entire era.
Mm-hmm.
You have the maximalist tech push versus the humanist desire for good, curated stories and products that just work out of the box.
And the report's advice for navigating this?
The advice is stark. It says clinging to old paradigms is like staying on dead servers. You have to update your mindset. The rules of 2020 or even 2024 simply do not apply to the landscape of 2026.
It's adapt or die. Whether you are a massive console maker trying to pivot without your flagship game, or a developer learning to prompt a level instead of coding it, or honestly just a gamer trying to figure out which GPU to buy without blowing a fuse in your house.
And for you listening at home, it forces a real reevaluation of what you actually value in this space. Do you value the sheer convenience of an all-digital library or the security of a physical disc?
Do you want infinite AI content that goes on forever or a curated human story that actually has the grace to end? It really does force you to choose. And that brings us to the end of our shift in the war room today. But before we sign off, I want to leave you with a thought to chew on. Something we didn't fully resolve.
Let's hear it.
We talked about absolute digital enclosure and AI generating worlds on the fly. Think about the intersection of those two things. If the future of gaming is streaming a world that is built by an AI the exact moment you ask for it and it permanently disappears the moment you log off, do you actually own your experiences anymore?
That is heavy.
Or are you just a temporary tourist in a digital dream that evaporates the second the server blinks? Something to think about. The Tekken Army radars remain online. Keep monitoring. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.
Stay curious.
See you next time.